started when my ferret farted. My dog was so startled that he suddenly darted, but his leash was lashed to a bale of thatch that was waterlogged from above the fog. So it stayed in its spot. The line went taut. I was wearing spurs and they soon got caught. I got locked in a rawhide knot and I fell to the ground like an old chainsaw. My neighbor called the ambulance. They were there in 5 minutes and cut off my pants. The joint where my tibia meets my foot. The innocent victim of circumstance. Were their first words. I haven't had that since I took the cat to the vet to have his P-track cleared, which put my own premiums in arrears. A fool and his money may easily part, but more often than not, the fix is in from the start. We don't always choose the way we lose, and we can't predict it with a psychic's chart. Well, they'd given me something cause the pain was thumping and my foot looked like a decorative pumpkin. By the time I awoke, they'd made the call to scan me down, x-rays and all. A simple sprain was their refrain. Heat a sock that's filled with grain. If the pain remains, then switch to ice, but you'll have to pay for more advice. I said no more, I hit the thrift store. Bought some mismatched crutches and a doggy door. Bought some Beano for Dino, my muscle D, so it wouldn't wreak havoc on my dog and me. But that was it, I was flat out broke. The medical bill made me start to choke. My ankle was fine in 2 weeks' time, and my Kickstarter raised $3 and a dime. You can drain your pockets on dollar store lockets, Estes rockets and arc fault sockets. You can blow your wad to have a collagen bod, a new hot rod and some fresh lane sod. You can waste your savings on culinary cravings, new age bathing and driveway pavings. You can drop your wallet on the latest fallout at the Hudson News, got those airport blues. And fill in your tank old cost of Franklin if you haven't spent it all on drinking. The banner waves with stripes and spangles, but it'll break the bank to spring.